welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Vacation Station Travel Show with Nancy and Lisa. Nancy's usually here, but Nancy is working on our next Big Weekly Blend magazine coming out to an email box near you. How about that? Today is our Hey, Wanna Go Travel Wednesday show with Cheryl Ogle. Cheryl's a world traveler. She is a travel advisor, and she's also the owner of the travel company Hey, Wanna Go, and that specializes in travel to Europe, the UK, river cruises, ocean cruises, and today we're going to the Mediterranean. I'm excited about this. We're going to go to Italy. We're going to go cruising the East Mediterranean, the West Mediterranean, and talk about multi-generational travel. So if you go to her website, you can click through to her blog from there. And I'll have the link to her blog post about this in the show notes. But go to heywannago.com. But welcome back, Cheryl. How are you?
Thank you. It's good to see you. It's nice to be
here.
Hey,
good to see you too. It's been a while. It's been a month.
It's been a month.
That's right. It's been a month. But hey, it is. I'm excited to talk about this. You know, I think people, this is like a bucket list thing to cruise the Mediterranean. And you were talking about it in your blog, and it's something Nancy and I've really been seeing as well, is that multi-generational travel is on. And we have to plan things a little differently for that. But it also seems that one thing people really want, no matter their age, is an authentic, real experience with connectivity to family, friends, and to do something that's not, it's transformational in life, not something just always the Instagram photo, right?
Exactly. I think people are realizing that life is short and you can't get those moments back. And it's easy to say, well, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. We all have money and time for what we want. And not every trip has to cost as much as your house. Most trips don't. Mine sure don't anyway. But I think we're just realizing more and more that we can't get that time back. And can we travel with our parents and our grandchildren and make these multi-generational trips work and have memories? Those kids will remember it forever. I mentioned in my blog that I remember my grandparents traveling. And they were big world travelers. And so that's why I thought, well, you have to be old and rich, because they were old and they were rich.
That was a thing. Yeah, that's really true.
Yeah.
And you can't wait to be old.
Yeah. I know, right? I thought, because then I can go to Europe. And then I learned you can go to Europe without being old and rich, because I'm getting there on the old, but I'm never going to be rich. But if you make
never
it a
know.
Priority, you never know. It's not happening yet, but if you make travel a priority and look around, look at your family members, who can you travel with? What moments can you grasp and hang on to and make it happen? But I saw a family this summer and they had a wonderful trip and they had all the grandparents with them on a portion of it. And it was just such a blessing to all of them. And I look at the pictures, these grandkids will never forget having their grandparents with them on that trip. So
you just said there was a portion. So it is about actually understanding and who can you travel with and maybe minimize the time where, you know, if people don't get along too well in the family, have that short amount of time together, you kind of have to balance that out, but don't completely leave it out unless you really have to, you know what I mean?
Right. In this instance,
we all have some of those people in there and like, we don't want to know.
But I get that. And in this instance, I don't think they have those moments, but they weren't together the whole time. And the family did London alone. And then they all met in Switzerland and all the grandparents were in Switzerland. And then the family went on to Italy while grandparents went on to London. Other grandparents went on to France. So they covered, they covered a lot of ground and they weren't together 24/7. So they made those memories. And then you can go on about your business. You don't have to
And I think there's something about that too, like not having to be, you know, don't force something too if you haven't seen each other for very long, and maybe do increments. The whole family could be for the entire cruise, right? But maybe the grandparents, hey, I want to go do this, and the kids are like, I'm going to that over here, and You're not going to really get them to change their minds of what they want to do, but you can meet at dinner and talk about it and have a communication that you won't have. You know, that's exciting.
Right. Well, even I'm working on a group cruise, and I have some family members going. I have my friends' family members going. I have some clients going, and we will have tables at dinner that if everyone wants to eat together, fine. If you don't ever want to see anyone, that's fine too. You can do your own thing, but there's the opportunity to dine together nightly. And again, there's no obligation, but I certainly don't expect, I think we're at about 20 of us now. I don't expect all 20 of us to say, what are we doing today in this port? We're not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. They don't want to do it. And so, you can be flexible. And a cruise, I feel like, is a great way to do this because you can, there's so many options. So if you're cruising from Rome to Barcelona, you know, you've got ports in France, you may have Monte Carlo, they're all different, but based on your family interest, you know, maybe you're in Rome and maybe the family with the kids want to go in several, you need to go in a couple of days early anyway, but maybe you want to go in and spend some time touring the Vatican, doing the Colosseum. Maybe you have boys and they want to do a gladiator course. There's pizza making, gelato making, tiramisu making,
what?
Pasta making.
Really?
So there's something for everyone that you can do. And I tailor that based on your interest. Not every trip looks the same. Most trips never look the same as another.
But that's really cool that they have all these different, you know, ideas of, you know, things that you can do, activities and tours and things like that. Would you say that it's good to try something you think that you wouldn't want to do? Do people
Yes,
do
although
that?
I've not done gladiator training. I don't need to do
I'd
gladiator
like to
training.
See you do that. I'd do it.
No, I don't think I need to. It is open to all ages, but I'm going to pass on that one. But no, get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Go do something a little bit different. Know your limitations physically. If you're not a hiker, that's not the day to say you're going on a 10-mile hike. So be realistic about what you can handle. But go do a cooking class. I mean, it's phenomenal to go make, you use your own hands, your own fresh ingredients, and make your own pasta. And then you sit there and you dine with your host. You remember that forever. You go home with the recipes and you start making pasta for yourself.
For a lot of us, that's going to be something out of our comfort zone. You know, that is, if you're working hard and you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? That's going to be something that's like, okay, I'm actually going to be able to take time to do something and then, and really learn how to do it in where it comes from. You know, that's something magical. And the cruise ships also have activities, right? So there's things on board and then off the ship that you can choose from. Do you have to choose everything ahead of time to the point, and if you don't show up, you're in trouble?
Depending on the season, if you're going in high season, of course, cruises don't really run in the low season there. If it's something you absolutely want to do, it's worth booking ahead. And you can book excursions through the cruise line. Some people, there's a lot of safety in that because you know they're getting your bus back to the cruise in time. The limitations on that are that you're probably on a bus. You may be on a large group thing, but that's not all bad. And for some, that is perfect. They need that safety. And I understand that. Other people may want to go do their own thing at the port, or we can make other excursion arrangements, just paying attention to the time. You don't want to miss the ship.
No,
so
you don't.
don't
I have a friend who almost did. She, her backpack went missing in the water. And like, seriously, and she emails me, she's like, my passport, my cash, because I didn't want to, you know, she was being diligent
everything.
And she was snorkeling with a dry, you know, dry pack on, and it went.
Yeah.
And she some fishermen actually reeled it up, and she barely made the ship. And she says, I would have been homeless on this island and had nothing.
Yeah.
That's not like, what do you do at that point, you know?
Right.
And so, like, her phone and everything was in there, everything that was important. But, you know, things happen. But I want to go back to, you know, getting out of your comfort zone, doing these different things. There's a season you're talking about, but can you change things if you want to? You can do things like you're saying, you can schedule it then, or go with the ship. But one thing that stands up, and I know we've talked about this on episodes before, is This is a good way to get your feet wet in a country that you've never been to. If you've never traveled internationally, maybe this is the first time for your whole family or majority of you. This is probably a good way to get started, you know, and then go, hey, I want to come back here and now get a little bit, you know, deeper. But
Exactly.
doing this, like if you just say, hey, I was going to do pasta making, now I want to do croissant making in Paris instead, like, you
Right.
know,
Excellent.
when we get there. You know,
Well,
just
it's true.
different cruise line at that point. Now that I
Well,
think of it, yeah.
exactly. River cruise, but they'll bounce back to the river cruise. But if that's the thing about it is, you're not getting an in-depth look at a country. When you take a cruise, you're getting just a little taste of it, and you're going to start in Rome. You're not way in, so it's a taste, a first taste of a country, and it's meant to make you fall in love with that country and think, oh my gosh, I've seen parts of Italy. I've got to go back and do a land tour, and that's absolutely the next trip to take. But if you don't have a lot of time, and this is probably the best value. You can do it in a week. You can go Rome to Barcelona or Barcelona to Barcelona. You know, there are 7-night cruises, and then give yourself 2 nights at your departure port just for safety in catching a ship. But that's the fastest way that you can do the Mediterranean, really. Get a little taste of it. See what you like, see what you don't like. I don't like every place I've been. I have a couple of big cities that everyone loves, and I just smile and don't love them. And I don't, that's okay. I don't have to love them. You won't love everything, but you'll see, you'll get a little taste of what Spain is like, a little bit of what the south of France is like, Italy. And so a cruise is a good way to do that. And the Mediterranean is so beautiful. You know, look at your picture behind you. It's, you know,
I know. I'm like, I'm ready to go there.
yeah,
Yeah,
let's go.
you know.
So
So
anyway,
you said
it's
that there is a season. What is the season for taking a cruise on the Mediterranean, whether you go east or west?
Mainly they will generally start around April, and then go into September, October. So you don't usually see them a lot during the winter. And some of the port towns do, you know, there's not as much to do. You know, they have some time off. Again, it varies. I featured in this particular blog, I did feature Royal Caribbean in looking at multi-gen because they are so good for families of all ages. But there are so
That's
many
cool.
different cruise lines. Summers are always priced higher, and that's when the kids are out of school, of course. So that's when I've got teachers who say I can only travel the middle of June to the middle of August. And I get that. And so you do find pricing is higher in the summer. But if you're a teacher or you've got young kids, let's talk. Let's look and see when your spring break is. Spring break's different worldwide. And so sometimes that can be an option, but generally you would be looking at April to October or so for
Okay,
the
that's good for people
Mediterranean.
to know.
It's general, you know, so everything's different.
So now, can you give us a little overview of what's the difference between going the East Mediterranean versus the West? Where are we going? Because you know, most of us really don't have a GPS in front of us. Like we're all completely attached to the phone, and the phone tells us what to do. So
We love our Google Maps, don't
we
we?
need you to be the Google Queen now. Tell us
Oh,
what's on the West and what's on the East.
Google's my friend. So if you're doing West, and again, this is general, so don't look it up and say, I saw one that has that too. I know, but generally speaking, you could do a Western, you could do a Western Mediterranean cruise from Barcelona to Rome or Rome to Barcelona. You're gonna really just go right around the tip of the south of France. And come around to Barcelona. It's 7 days. And that happens weekly on almost every cruise line. Some will do Barcelona to Barcelona, and it'll hit Rome and then bounce right back. And you may have some shorter port days. If you're that, and that's the Western. So if you're looking at Eastern, there are some that start in Venice area, and you come down, you may go around the boot of Italy. And it's probably backwards with my camera, but the boot of Italy and go to Rome. You may also hit a couple of ports in Greece. You may hit something in Croatia. It just depends. The itineraries, we could talk for the next year about different itinerary options. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So that's a general. If you want to hit an island in Greece or Athens, you can go round trip Athens, and you may even touch Montenegro, Croatia. Croatia's a pretty hot
I
place
know
these days.
you like
I
Croatia.
love Croatia, and I'm heading back. And now that it's finally September, I can say I'm heading back next month. And so
Oh.
in November, we're going to talk about something really cool. But you have to stay tuned. And anyway,
She's
neat
going back. Yeah.
opportunities
You
down
find
there.
new things and then you're like, oh, wait, I have to go back. I have to go back. So, going back to the cruises, when someone, especially looking at multi-generational, right? And you're looking at maybe a family of 12, even, something like that. How does this work in regards to should the family, whoever's you, do you deal with like, okay, we need one organizer of the family? Because you can't have 20 calls like from everybody going, I want this. And then how does the money even work? So let's just kind of go to how to organize this without having a family feud or too much input. Like someone's got to go and say, what is it that you want to do? And everybody's got to kind of put their list together and hope everybody gets something checked off on their list, right?
Yes. Generally, it will start with we'll just say grandma and grandpa. And so we've
Okay.
got Mr. and Mrs. Smith, totally fictitious names here. Mr. and Mrs.
Not
Smith
not
going
my
in.
not these are not my family
That's true. Not
members.
okay. Mr. and Mrs.
They
I don't
could be.
know.
Yeah, go
Whatever.
ahead.
Mr. and Mrs. So we've got grandma and grandpa. They call me and say, "Honey, we want to take our family on a cruise, and we're thinking about the Mediterranean, but we only have 10 days." And that tells me, okay, we need to find a 7-day cruise. And so probably Rome to Barcelona.
Wow.
We'll have my two sons and their wives and their kids each. And so we need four cabins. We want our own cabin. We're going to be in the balcony. We're paying for everyone, so they're going to be in inside cabins, or we want connecting balcony cabins. And so if grandma and grandpa are footing the bill, grandma and grandpa are who I listen to. So if
They
they're
get
two
the presidential
sons,
suite. Yeah.
I can make that happen too. But generally, we would put all their bookings under if they're paying. Now, if everyone's paying their own way, I'll make the bookings individually and talk to each
Oh,
family
so
member.
you
Okay.
can do that. Kind of like when
Yes.
you go in a restaurant, say everybody's splitting the bill.
You can, absolutely. And so if they say our sons are paying their own way, get whatever cabin they want. Well, the sons may call me and say, "How much is it for four people in a balcony cabin?" And I can price out different cabin categories. And so we have to, it depends on the kids' ages, and then I'll make a determination on a cruise line. Royal Caribbean just is my go-to for families. They're a great option. They price well. There are others. Disney does a fantastic job with multi-gen, but it's not always in everybody's budget.
Is
So
it
there's another.
better for a family where one person's paying if it's a lot of family going? So if they're booking multiple suites, do they get a better price if one person's paying as like a, you know what I mean?
No, the price would be the same whether we make it
Oh,
multiple
okay.
bookings or not.
Okay.
It's better for, and some people want to get creative. Well, what if there's a special and the third person's free or half off? What if we put little Jimmy in our room, but he doesn't really sleep in our room, and he goes, and it's like, no. I want it on paper to match what you intend to do, because otherwise you have headaches, because now little Jimmy has a key card to your room, but he can't get in his own, and so
Weird
I
stuff
don't.
at.
Some
Don't, yeah,
of them,
don't have, you better have the money to do what you're doing. Like have the funds, Don't
exactly.
go. You need to have emergency funds too. Like if something happens and you need, don't be at that point where you can't afford a hotel room if you need it.
Exactly. And you won't pay the tips, or you don't want to pay travel insurance and things like that. But doing a trip like this where they're doing that, everyone can arrive. Say you're going Rome to Rome. And so everyone arrives to Rome a couple of days early, and you go do some touring, and then you board the ship, and you've picked out different activities, excursions. Do what's right for your family. And then grandma and grandpa may say, "Every night we are eating together. That's the way it is. I paid for the trip, and we're eating together, and we're eating at 5:30. We're doing the early bird special." And that's fine. You've got to have some flexibility. I have a family group, and they do travel together, and grandma foots the bill, and grandma does have a loud say, as she should. If I'm
Yeah.
footing the bill for all my kids and grandkids, guess what? We're eating together when I say we're eating together. So,
Yeah, no. I mean that's something special for her and it doesn't hurt anybody to do that. Now, what about scheduling? Because you said, oh, if you have 10 days, well, that means you're doing a 7-day cruise because you have to look at the bookings and everything. And even just knowing your flights, like, oh, is this gonna, like, if you get an early morning flight, sometimes you're a better chance on delays, but everybody,
I think early morning flights are the way to go, because then if you
Oh,
are
okay.
delayed, you have extra chances throughout the day.
Yeah.
If you're on that, when I used to live in California, they had Thule fog, and so if the
Yep.
plane made it in the night before, it could take off in the fog. It couldn't bounce back. And so all these flights went Fresno, San Francisco, Fresno, LA, and then they would bounce back and forth all day. Once that first flight left for the day, they usually could not bounce back until the fog lifted. So even if you had a long layover somewhere, you go sit in the lounge, whatever. Go sit in a restaurant, drink tea.
Yeah.
It's risky, and I have a couple of international trips coming up, and I have long connections. I'm gonna have 7 hours in Madrid. But
Yeah,
you win
but
at 7 hours in Madrid, so
then Cheryl Facebooks me and
we're
tells
on
me I'm
pajamas.
7 hours at Madrid. I'm going to send you cat videos. I love it. I love it. So I'm like, bring it. I
That's
like
right.
it
You
when you
will
have the
be
seven
there
hours.
then.
Yeah, I love it. But the reality is when it's better to do the extra time. That sounds bad. I'm not talking about jail time. Time versus killing yourself trying to make a connection that's not, we've done flights. I remember between Newark and Orlando and Heathrow, flying
Okay.
in, and things changed. One was late, and we thought, oh, it's only 2 hours in between flights.
I won't
Yeah.
put my clients, if I'm booking the flight, I won't put you on a flight I wouldn't put myself on. And I do not like to run through airports and be
No, it's
stressed.
not funny.
So if you want to do that, you're going to book your own flights and I'll show you. But I won't do that. If I'm not putting myself or my parents on that flight, I'm not putting you on it. Because that doesn't
I'll
do me
never
any good if
forget
I
it.
set you
Yeah.
up for failure.
No, because when you're rushing, like I remember Nancy broke a nail. Her nail bent backwards on our luggage, and we were trying to run from one place to the other with them backwards, and like blood backwards. Like it was, owie, owie. That is not a good story.
That.
And she was, and we don't want to talk about the language or like and yet you had to keep going no matter, you couldn't just stop and go, ow. It was,
Right.
we got to go, and which may be a good thing. I don't know. Just get over it. But you really couldn't, because once you
Yeah.
stopped, it was owie, owie, owie. And then it was like you hurried up to wait. And I think we ended up losing our flight because the luggage wasn't coming in. That's what happened. It was the luggage didn't come in fast enough for the next flight.
Okay.
Things are out of your control at times in travel. So to have the buffer zone, I have a friend who was
Yes.
just doing this. She ended up on a, like going to the Azores, and she was stuck in Newark all day. And I said, well, it's better to be in Newark all day than trying to cross over New York City in the height of traffic,
Right. Or missing a flight and then,
And she
you know,
wrote
and
her
that's
article, so that was good.
See, there you go. I think most of us have access to streaming. We can download a movie. There's Wi-Fi in every airport. Most airports have good restaurants. Yes, it's overpriced, but it's part of travel. It's not the fun part of travel, but it is, you have to do it. And if you're traveling the Mediterranean, if you want to cruise there, you really do have to go in 2 days before your cruise. That it gives you a buffer. One day is pushing it. If you're delayed, you won't make your cruise.
Okay.
So just
You
plan
want to
for it.
make
It
your
just
ship. Do
it
you need
has to
to?
be, they won't wait
Yeah.
for you. So it just has to be a part of your journey, is to go in a
Yeah.
little bit early.
And if you're
But
traveling together, that's fun. That's your,
yes.
kind of part of that. All right, we're all stuck in this together. Let's make it fun and be silly. It's the same thing on a
Exactly.
road trip with all your family in the car. You
Yeah.
have to start singing stupid songs and playing little road games and reading signs and being silly. And those are the moments that you remember more than the
Yes.
actual places. Isn't that true? On the road trips, family road trips, you remember
Yes.
the weirdest thing versus, oh, we saw Yosemite in the Grand Canyon. You remember the stupid stuff more.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we still remember this, the beauty and everything.
Right. But I remember our last family trip as a family of six, with myself and my husband and our four children. And for some reason, the Beatles' "Hello, Goodbye" kept coming up. And so randomly, someone would just start singing from the back, and the of the minivan, you say hello.
Said goodbye.
So I have no idea why, but it was just, it was just part of it. And they all remember that. It's
So it
fun.
becomes
Those are
a
the fun
family
times.
insider thing that's what makes travel special, because you're also outside of your comfort zone no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, you
You know,
are.
I
And
don't
so it's
care how
those fun
fancy the cruise
things.
ship is, you're still outside your comfort zone, you know.
Well, and your family, there's your little safe place. And so everyone is all out, you're all outside of the comfort zone. And so band together, you're all in it together, you're all delayed together. When I travel and I'm traveling with friends or family, I grab my Skip-Bo cards because, who doesn't like a good game of Skip-Bo? I get tired of sitting there looking at a screen. So, throw a deck of cards in your backpack, something.
Yeah.
Some kind of interactive game with others. It's a lot more
That's
fun
not on your
than
phone.
scrolling
Yeah.
stupid social media or being mad at a delay. You can't control it, so get over it, and move on. Find
Yeah,
something to
no.
do.
Yeah, and you can go shopping in airports too. I'm just saying.
Oh, how I
Right?
love a good Heathrow connection. I have more
The idea.
handbags that I've picked up at Harrods that
Oh boy, here we go. Now, I know we touched the shopping button, but I got to bring up the food because the last London conversation we had is still like, I've still got sticky toffee pudding stuck in my taste buds here. But the Mediterranean, if we're talking like food, this has got to be dangerously good.
I tell you, food, okay, so Rome is a city that you love or you hate. And when I went the first time, I didn't love it, but then I've been several times since. And it's an important city to visit. It is a big city, but it dates back 3,000 years. And if you have a belief in the Bible, standing there, there's a little prison you can go in where Paul wrote part of the Bible. And you think, man, I think it was 2 Timothy that was written there. And you're standing now in this prison where Paul and Peter were both in prison. It was Paul's last prison before he was
Wow.
killed. And so it's an important city to visit. But the food, oh my word, the food is incredible. You can't go wrong. People are like, what are good restaurants in Rome? Just step out the door of your hotel,
Wow.
they're everywhere. Fresh ingredients. We ate at one down a little alleyway that we happened onto about a year ago. And as we're eating, they're bringing crates of fresh ingredients, for tomorrow's. Here's herbs and tomatoes. It's like, it doesn't get more fresh than that when they're being delivered. It's 10 at night. We're eating, a late dinner as they do. And it.
Yeah, I heard like Barcelona is like late too. People go out to dinner
Yeah.
like 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like they
Spain is
start
that
their day
way.
knowing.
Yeah, very much so. And there's no early bird special there at 5:30.
Kids are like, I
You
get a second dinner. No, winter,
well,
winter,
there's gelato
Barcelona
everywhere, so
dinner.
you can have gelato to tide
Oh.
you over if you need to. And there are people
Okay,
who
now, Nan.
don't like being out late, and so they can have a hotel dinner and be in their pajamas at 8 if they want to. That's
Oh.
fine. To each his
And
own.
watch local TV because that's fun. Now, Nancy has a question for you because now she's on this thing about pizza in Italy compared to pizza in America. And did pizza really come from Italy? Now there's this whole thing. She's on a little rabbit hole journey. So what is your opinion of pizza in Italy?
I love it. I think that European pizza is so much better than American pizza.
Oh.
It's
Is it
thin,
the
it's a thin
cheese? Is it the
crust.
sauce? Okay, the
It's
thin
everything, but I
crust.
think it's
Okay.
the thin crust. And then you all get your own, and it's not, like the little personal pan pizzas you get here are that thick, but they're also, 2 inches thick. I don't want all that bread, and usually I'll kind of scrape the top off. But these are thin. You get your own, so you're not having to go, oh, they want mushrooms. I hate mushrooms. Now I have to share and pay for half of a pizza I hate. You get your own pizza. It's 10, 12 euros. No big deal. And so there's no dealing with the mushrooms and, all that. You get what you want.
I
And
want the olives. Bring the olives.
oh, you
Bring
can
the
keep those
olives.
too. Those are two things that don't belong on a
Are
pizza.
you kidding me?
But you don't, it doesn't come sliced. You use a fork and knife. And so you cut your pizza and you eat it with a fork. But the ingredients are so fresh. Everything over there, the ingredient, it's very, very different. And I understand we can't have as many fresh ingredients here because of the volume that America is feeding. We are feeding the world. So our ingredients are a little different. When you've got access to fresh ingredients, everything's better.
I love it. I love it. But listen, I think that anything that has any kind of bread and cheese on it, I'm in. I don't
I know
care. I
y'all are
don't care.
pizza people.
I literally will live on pizza. Like I told Nancy tonight, I'm
Yeah.
like, look, I'm just gonna go get some pizza. And she's like, again? And I'm like, yeah, I've got some salad on the side, like a
You go.
square. I don't care anymore.
I think it's good. You can tell her that's my opinion. It's,
Okay,
you
well, I'm glad she's going to be very happy to hear that. But everyone, you got to keep up with Cheryl. Go to heywannago.com. She's here every third Wednesday. We love it. We love connecting with her, and we're going to get to see her in the next month or what, 2 months?
know. Yeah,
Is it
two
2 months?
months.
It's oh
Yeah, you
man,
come
that's
visit
going to be
me.
so awesome. That's going to be
I
awesome.
know, just then I'm
And
going on a fun trip. Well, I'm going on a lot of fun trips, but.
Cheryl is always going somewhere. Hey, want to go? That's it. Like, I think that's what's in her mind when she wakes up. Hey, want to go? Okay. Like, I don't know where, but okay, I'll go. Well,
Oh, I
I
was
think
just
we're
talking to
kind of that
a
way
travel
too.
agent friend today, and she was saying, I really want to go to London. I will let me know. I'll meet you in London. She said, would you? Yeah. Yeah. Do you know me?
Trust me. Trust me, people.
Yeah, I
Trust
can
me.
meet you there.
And
I'm
I can
free next
always tell.
September.
I can always tell when Cheryl is in an airport.
I'm going
Plenty
to an
cat
airport in
videos.
another
I love
couple of
it.
days.
I know. I love it. I love it. Bring it. Bring it. I love it. I love it when you have airport time because she sends me all kinds of cool things on Facebook. And that's the other thing. And I brought that up for a reason. You've got to follow her on Facebook because when she goes on her adventures, she takes you and she shows you places. A lot of Rod Stewart happens too. I'm just saying, you know.
There's no Rod Stewart in my future. Well, although
But you've done
Rod
really
Stewart,
good.
I will do a little advertising here. Rod Stewart has a blend of whiskey called Wolfie's Whiskey. And I keep looking out the door because I'm waiting on FedEx to deliver my bottles. I don't even drink, but I've ordered 2 bottles of Rod Stewart's whiskey. I don't know what I'll do with it,
Well, if
but.
you want any tasters, you know, Nancy and I will help you on that.
So
Oh
there you go.
boy, you go, girl. You go, girl. We love it. We love it. Hey, but you can make your coffee. I know you love your Irish coffee. You
Exactly.
know,
I will make
so
my Irish coffee. So,
yeah.
yeah.
So everyone again, heywannago.com is the website, and follow her on Hey Wanna Go Travel on Facebook. And Cheryl's here every third Wednesday, but her blog is there, and I'll link the blog and everything in the show notes for everyone. We want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you, Cheryl. It's always fun. And
Thank
bon
you.
voyage.
Thanks.
We'll see you
Thanks.
soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.